But if Shakespeare loves his braggarts and warriors, how tenderly he deals with his weaker heroes. King Henry VI laments the responsibilities of kingship and longs for the imagined joys of a pastoral life. Oh God, methinks it were a happy life to be no better than a homely swain, to sit upon a hill as I do now, to carve out dials quaintly, point by point, thereby to see the minutes how they run, how many makes the hour full complete, how many hours bring about the day, how many days will finish up the year, how many years a mortal man may live. When this is known, then to divide the times, so many hours must I tend my flock, as must I contemplate, so many hours must I sport myself. So many days my ewes have been with young, so many weeks ere the poor fools will e'en, so many months ere I shall shear the fleece. So minutes, hours, days, months, and years, passed over to the end they were created, would bring white hairs unto a quiet grave. Ah, what a life were this! How sweet, how lovely! Gives not the hawthorn bush a sweeter shade to shepherds looking on their silly sheep than doth a rich embroidered canopy to kings that fear their subjects' treachery? Oh, yes, it doth. A thousandfold it doth. And to conclude, the shepherd's homely curds, his cold thin drink out of his leather bottle, his wonted sleep under a fresh tree's shade, all which secure and sweetly he enjoys, is far beyond a prince's delicates, his viands sparkling in a golden cup, his body couched in a curious bed, when care, mistrust, and treason waits on him.